Hello everyone, I want to join in the discussion about time travel started by Spinner Girl, Kate. I haven't listened to everyone's post yet. I've listened to a few. I've still got a few to listen to. I think it's a very interesting topic, and I know that some scientists, some people really believe that it's possible. I don't see how, but then again, I don't understand it. I wouldn't want to go into the future, no way. I don't think we should be privy to that kind of thing, because it might change the way we live our lives now, and I don't think we can change anything. Even if we were to go back in time, I don't feel that we would be able to change anything or should be able to change anything. And I'll give you an example. I've divorced from my first husband, with whom I had two children. Now, I wanted a divorce for whatever reason. So say we went back in time and he said, oh, I'm not going to marry her. Look what happened. We ended up, she didn't, after a few years, she got fed up with me or whatever. That's not the reason, but you know what I mean. I'm not going into that on here. And so I'm not marrying her. Now, as a consequence of us getting married, we actually had a family together. We had two children who are now 22 and 17, and they've got lives of their own, and everything they do affects other people's lives. Now, if I hadn't got married to my first husband, or he hadn't got married to me because he'd been able to go back in time and change it, that means that I would not have had, and he would not have had these children. And therefore, this would change so many things. It doesn't even bear thinking about. For a start, I don't know where I would be now. I certainly wouldn't be with the person I'm with now. I wouldn't have my children. My ex's wife wouldn't be with him because he would have probably married someone else. And then, you know, he had to be married to me for a while and then us get divorced for him to get with her. So that wouldn't have happened because he would be with someone else. Do you see what I mean? There's such a knock-on effect that it would be impossible. It would be literally impossible for things to be able to change. If you go back in time, it needs to be that you can't change things. I know they did in Harry Potter with the time turner. But I don't think it would be feasible in reality, because it would change too much. And that's just on one little thing. Oh, I'm not marrying her. So then these kids weren't born. So, for instance, Connor's girlfriend now, she wouldn't be with him. She would be with someone else. Do you see what I mean? Let me think what else wouldn't have happened. Well, lots of things. I mean, I wouldn't have done the thing. You know, I would have been with someone different. I would have had different children. So, you know, if you go back in time, you just can't think about changing it. It's just too great a thing. Even the slightest little change can make one terrific and also really horrific amount of difference, to not only to your life, but to everyone around you's life. I mean, I'm not saying there are things that I wish I hadn't done in my life. I'm not saying, and here I'm not talking about marrying my ex-husband, because I don't regret that. even though it didn't work out in the long term, there are things I wish I hadn't done in my life. But I don't think if I went back, I would change them, really, because I don't think I ought to be able to change them. I think we learn from our mistakes. They become part of our wisdom in the future. And, you know, I might think, oh, I wish I'd never done that, but because I did that, whatever it was, I learned from it and thought, oh, I will never do that again. And to go and undo that would be a mistake, you know, because by doing what... I could get into some really personal stuff on here, not about my ex-husband, about stuff, other stuff, which I'm not going to, but again, it would change some of the things I wish I hadn't done would change so many lives if I hadn't done them. And people are quite happy. These people now are probably happy with their lives the way they are, and they wouldn't want me to come bombarding in there and say, well, actually, I'm not going to do that this time, so this won't happen, and that will... And you know what I mean? That no one else would want that, and who are we to change the course of someone else's life? And the same thing can happen to me. Someone might say, well, or I don't know, I can't think of an example, but I've already thought of one that my ex-husband would say he didn't want to marry me, but something like that had happened. And then I, you know, like my mum, she's been married to my dad for, I wouldn't like to tell you how many years, and she reckons they don't get on. They stuck together for various reasons. She said if she had her life over again, she would never marry him. So, I wouldn't even be here. So there we go. That's why we can't go back and change the past, even though I would like to go back in time. I'd like to go back to my childhood and my school days, just for a little while, just to be an observer. I wouldn't like to live through it again. I would like to be able to observe, like, I'm just trying to think, what book did they do that? Was it Thomas Midnight Garden? And of course, The Christmas Carol, and, Harry, when he went through the, what's that thing called? The Pensieve. When he went in there, you know, when he, you know, went back in time. It wasn't exactly the same as the time turner, because he couldn't do anything. He could just watch. So that's what I would like to be able to do, to go back in time like that and just watch and get the feeling of what it was like. I sometimes have this weird thing. I have it quite often. I don't know if anyone else experiences this. And it's as I'm falling off to sleep, which I know is a rarity these days, I'm in a very semi-conscious place, and I will be thinking of something in the past, and it can be something really ordinary. It doesn't have to be anything spectacular, and I will almost can touch the feeling of that time. It's really weird. I don't know if anyone else gets that, and it only lasts for a few seconds and then it's gone. It's like a smell, you know, when you smell something and it takes you back to a certain time, and it's like a flashback, and bang, you're back there. In a way, that's kind of a bit like time travel. And so is this thing that I get when I'm falling asleep sometimes. And it's just there for a split second. And when you try and find it again, you can't. And that's the same with the smell. You know, you can't get that first feeling of it, even though you can still smell whatever it was that triggered it. Anyway, they're my thoughts for what they are worth. And I'll speak to you all soon.